Perhaps you've seen Myra Kalman's illustrations on the cover of the New Yorker magazine, or in nearly 20 children's books she also wrote. Or perhaps you read her illustrated New York Times blog, The Principles of Uncertainty, which became an acclaimed book. Well, this year, she stepped onto the stage for an ongoing collaboration with choreographer John Heginbotham, based on the blog. New England Public Radio's Jill Kaufman reports that it's all about living while knowing that you're going to die.
The Principles of Uncertainty, the show, part dance, part theater, gets its inspiration from the highly detailed, intimate scenes in Myra Kalman's illustrations. And the inherent message comes from what she wrote to accompany them.
That life is precious, precarious, funny, tragic, and yet we keep going on. And how do you live, basically?
The show premiered this summer at Jacob's Pillow. It features seven members of Dance Heginbotham, a quartet of musicians, and Kalman herself is on stage, not for the first time.
You know what? I encountered Myra as a performer when Isaac Mizrahi cast Myra as the duck in his production of Peter and the Wolf, which I choreographed.
John Heginbotham first met Kalman when she was designing sets for the Mark Morris Dance Group. Heginbotham danced for more than a decade with the troupe. In her own work, Kalman paints and writes about strangers, loved ones, dogs, couches, donuts. She uses gouache, a watercolor, for her painting.
It's colorful and there's a lot of movement. I think it's actually something that I've always wanted to see come to life and to have music and dancing, words, costumes. So all of it is really taking the pages and realizing them in the real world.
What Kalman and Heginbotham bring to life is a lot like what she portrays on the page, which is not necessarily linear. It's also very different from where they began, says the choreographer.
We organically started creating vignettes. We were doing these little experiments. And quite well into our process, Myra suggested, what if this is the principles of uncertainty? And suddenly everything clicked into place. All of these little experiments suddenly found a home because the structure of that book is so strong, in which each chapter begins with a weather report, sometimes an absurd weather report.
Pompeii, August 24th, 79 AD. Hot and humid, chance of showers.
The show begins with the end of everything, the eruption of Vesuvius, a Sicilian melody.
Gira, gira, volto e va, respira fondo e va.
For this scene, the set is sparse, except for the dancers and an old color TV playing a video loop of a volcanic eruption.
E tu non piangi mai.
Kalman designed the costumes. She stays seated on stage most of the time, drawing or writing on an iPad. Phrases like, what is dance, project behind her on a screen.
Commence to dancing.
Commence to dancing. Commence to dancing.
Throughout the show, there are little guideposts, a wink and a nod from Kalman saying, I know, this life, it's a lot to take in.
How can I tell you everything that is in my heart? It is impossible to begin.
This passage from the beginning of the book is read almost at the end of the show. The Principles of Uncertainty is the closest Kalman has come to writing a memoir. In the book, but not in the show, we learn that her husband, graphic artist Tibor Kalman, died of cancer at the age of 49.
The loss of Tibor was so monumental that I didn't think I would be able to survive. I mean, I literally thought that my life would end. And what is so extraordinary about living is that you find out that you do go on.
And Myra Kalman says she thinks her husband would be pleased with the work she's done. For NPR News, I'm Jill Kaufman.
E guardarmi negli occhi vergognosi, guardarmi.